Earlier this week, Public Policy Polling released a survey of voters in Texas showing Donald Trump up by only 6 points. That is the actual survey that came out this week from Public Policy Polling. You may have seen reports of a Florida poll showing Trump up 65 points on Hillary Clinton with PPP's letterhead up on top. That's actually a hoax. But joining us now to talk about the Texas poll is the director of Public Policy Polling, Tom Jensen. How's it going?
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So before we get to Texas, how much fun are you having with this Florida story?
Well, it's just funny. We have all these people emailing us and calling us, asking if this poll that's very obviously fake is real or not. And it actually sort of tells us a real story about the election, that Trump supporters will believe just about anything. I mean, Florida obviously is one of the closest swing states in the country, so it's pretty implausible that Donald Trump would be up by 65 points there. But beyond that, this memo declares that 50% of voters in Florida say that their main news source is Infowars.com and
Newsmax,
you know,
and whatever
kind of thing.
Else.
So
yeah.
there's nothing about the poll that that really is remotely plausible, but these people are just lapping it up. And I've refused on Twitter to deny that it's real, because it's just so silly. I don't feel the need to deny it. I think anybody with half a brain could read it and see that it's not real. And then these people are like, well, if PPP won't confirm or deny, they're just confirming that this is a real poll that got covered up. So, you know, Aaron, we've been talking for a year now about Trump voters believe this crazy thing, Trump voters believe that crazy thing. This is my first, like, real world experience with this memo. Is like obviously just some completely off the wall thing that some crazy person wrote, and they believe it's a real thing.
Yeah, and Twitter is Twitter, and I know you deal with I don't know how many people you've been dealing with via email or Twitter, but there are sort of percentage numbers on what Trump voters believe. And turning to the actual survey, the one in Texas, 71% of Trump supporters, I'm looking at the press release that you sent out earlier this week, 71% of Trump voters in the state of Texas, of which there aren't as many as you think, but getting to that later on, 71% of Trump voters in Texas say that if Hillary Clinton ends up getting declared the winner of this election in November, it will only be because the election was rigged, which is unbelievable number to me.
Yeah, and it's very consistent with what we found in North Carolina last week. And I think what this is reflective of is sort of the cult-like aspect of Trump's appeal, where if he says something, his voters just go along with it. So Trump has been very vociferous over the last couple of weeks about the fact that he thinks if he loses the election, it's only because the election was rigged, and his supporters are going right along with that. I mean, you know, the question we asked was straight up, if Hillary Clinton wins the election, do you think it'll be because she got more votes, or do you think it'll just be because the election was rigged? And only 19% of Trump voters in Texas are willing to grant that if Hillary Clinton wins, it might just be because she got more votes. And as you said, 71% say they think it was rigged. And we keep asking about whether people think Acorn, which hasn't existed in 6 years, stole the election. And just like we found in North Carolina last week, 40% of Trump voters say that they think Acorn's going to steal the election for Hillary Clinton. And it just shows how pervasive these conspiracy theories are, and that once they get into people's heads, they really don't get out of people's heads. I mean, the Acorn conspiracy theory was so 2008, and here we are in 2016, and you still have a lot of voters buying into it.
So is there a precedent for this in history where a huge percentage of voters on one party just insist that if the other side wins, it's because it's a rigged election? I'm thinking, like, I was trying to rack my brain here, and I was thinking 1972, where you had Watergate and people knew about it at the time, but Richard Nixon won that election by such a huge landslide that, you know, whatever impact Watergate had, we knew it didn't affect the outcome of the election. You got 2000, where I'm sure a sizable percentage of Democrats would have said, especially after the poll, well, the only reason George W. Bush won Florida was because he had people in power who just happened to support him and pulled the right strings at the right time.
The difference being that was actually true.
Yeah, yeah. And and certainly not to the degree of, like, oh, widespread fraud and election rigging and anything like that, where people are going in and changing the outcome and throwing votes away or doing whatever else.
No, this is very much an Obama-era phenomenon. I think that Barack Obama and now Hillary Clinton have just made conservatives in this country go crazy in a way that they weren't before. I mean, it's very interesting thinking about it from the perspective of a liberal, like from 2001 to 2009, I think Democrats, you know, were pretty united in thinking that George W. Bush was just the worst thing in the world. And now when you look back on it, he looks eminently reasonable, at least on the curve of the kind of stuff that you see going on now. And the George W. Bushes of the world, as much as you may have vociferously disagreed with a lot of the kind of stuff they did, it was still at least within sort of the bounds of normal human behavior, whereas Trump and his supporters are just sort of on a completely different island. I thought one comment that was made this week was kind of great that I saw, which was after Breitbart took over the Trump campaign yesterday, somebody said this really is like an independent third-party candidate for president who just happens to be the Republican nominee, and I think that's a good way of putting it, because this is just so far outside the bounds of even the sort of normal Republican Party.
Well, let's turn to, I was speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, and publicpolicypolling.com is the website where you can go to get their actual numbers, including this number, the survey that just came out of voters in Texas, which shows Donald Trump up on Hillary Clinton. No surprise there. It's Texas. It's typically a Republican state, but not by much, 44 to 38. And how, were you surprised at all to see those numbers?
Well, I really wasn't terribly surprised, because something that we've been finding in a lot of our polling and that other polling companies have as well is that the swing towards Hillary Clinton this year is actually most pronounced in red states. For instance, you look at a state like Ohio or Florida, the race is pretty much where it was in 2012. But there have been a lot of polls in Georgia, Arizona, Kansas, South Carolina, and now Texas that have found Hillary Clinton doing substantially better than Barack Obama did in some of these sort of more traditionally Republican states. So Mitt Romney won Texas by 16 points in 2012. Hillary Clinton's doing 10 points better than that. And we actually had a South Carolina poll last week that showed Hillary Clinton doing 9 points better in South Carolina than Obama did in 2012. So I guess in these Republican-leaning states, there's more room to grow because you didn't get that many votes last time around if you're a Democrat. And also there's a lot of demographic change going on in these states that has a pretty good potential to make them more competitive into the future.
Yeah, and that's my next question, because there's an extent to which this is just a dynamic of this particular race between these two particular people. But there are some sort of demographic changes going on, especially in Texas.
Yeah, there's just an amazing generational disparity in Texas that we found. Trump is up by 30 points with seniors, 63 to 33, and that's his entire lead. When you look at the rest of the electorate, voters under 65, Clinton is actually up by 4 points, 49-45. And when you take it down to just voters under 45, Clinton's up by 25 points, 60 to 35. So those numbers, I think, really augur the potential for Texas to be a swing state. Maybe not even in the next 10 years or so, but as you sort of look on into the 2030s, something like that, and it's obviously, if Republicans start having to worry about Texas, I think it's just about over for them. And a big part of that sort of generational divide that we see is a reflection of just how racially diverse sort of the younger voters are. We found that in Texas, among voters under the age of 45, only 43% are white, compared to voters over 45, 69% are white. So you're really heading longer term to a situation in Texas where you're going to have less than half of the electorate is white. It's going to be very hard for Republicans to win in places where less than half of the electorate is white without some things really changing.
And getting back to the age disparity there in terms of Trump supporters versus Clinton supporters, is that more of an age gap than we typically see? I know the old stereotype is you vote Democratic when you're young, and then as you get older, you grow more conservative. Is this more, are these numbers suggestive that there actually is going to be a trend towards Texas becoming more of a purple or even blue state down the road? Or is that something that we often see where younger voters lean Democratic anyway?
I think what we're seeing is that this sort of generational divide is much more stark in the South than it is in other places in the country, to an extent where I don't think you can just sort of pass it off as, well, this is normal, and these people get more conservative as they're older. When you think about younger voters in the South, they are just fundamentally different from older voters, partially because you have such a larger percentage of the electorate now of Latinos and African Americans among younger voters. So that's sort of a stronger thing to begin with. But then even when you think about white voters, there's a big generational divide. Your 70-year-old white voter in the South grew up in a world of segregation, and a lot of them still support segregation and think that the way things were when they were growing up was better and that sort of thing. And then on the other hand, you know, people our age, Aaron, who are in their 20s and 30s, have not grown up in a world like this at all. And then you also have so many people moving into the South from Midwestern or Northeastern states who are Democratic voters, whereas sort of the long-term natives are more likely to be Republican. So 20 years from now, I mean, we're not talking about something that's going to be true in 2020 or even 2024, but mm-hmm. I think 20 years from now, when we think about the South, we will not be remotely thinking about it as the sort of Republican stronghold that we have at the federal level for the last, maybe you could even argue, 40 years.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, again, publicpolicypolling.com is where you can go to get more numbers from this Texas survey and other surveys that have also come out in the last couple of weeks. Tom, before we let you go, I'm seeing other surveys that are starting to show Clinton losing a little tiny bit of her post-convention bounce, so maybe a 4 or 5, 6-point lead instead of the 8, 9, 10-point leads we were seeing a little while ago. At the same time, state-level races in those swing states that we're really concentrating on continue to show Hillary seemingly with a large and growing margin of victory over Donald Trump, or growing lead over Donald Trump. So how do we make sense of the polling right now? Where do you think things overall stand?
I think it's about a 5-point race nationally, and I think it's basically in the 5-point give or take a couple points in either direction stage in most of the swing states. I mean, to address one thing specifically, obviously for Democrats, that NBC poll that came out last week with Clinton up by 9 points in North Carolina and Cooper up by 7 and Deborah Ross winning, I mean, that was fun to think about, but I don't think that's a realistic interpretation of where this election's going to end up. And one reason for that is that we're particularly seeing that a lot of Republican-leaning voters are more likely to say that they're undecided now and that kind of thing because they don't like Trump. But I have a feeling that their dislike of Clinton will get them voting Republican in the end. So I really feel, even though there have been a lot of great polls for Democrats so far this month, like big picture, where we pretty much are is where I would have said we were when we talked in May or June, which is Hillary Clinton is definitely the favorite nationally. She's definitely the favorite in the swing states, but it's not such a huge lead that it's insurmountable. And I think that Democrats and Clinton supporters really need to remain vigilant, because the only way that Donald Trump becomes president is if people take it for granted and just assume that there's no way it can happen, because it's still in a close enough range where it's possible that Trump could outperform the polls by 4 or 5 points and end up turning these deficits he has in swing states into small victories.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there to get all of the latest numbers from across the country. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.